Hello, world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 187. I'm creator and host Don Hutchison. Every day I interview someone from around the world who has discovered his talents to do work he loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Russ Ruffino. Welcome, Russ.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are great. Russ, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Yes.
All righty, we want to hear the whole story. Russ Ruffino, the founder of Clients on Demand, helps experts build reliable marketing and sales processes that attract 5 to 10 new potential clients a day, scaling to six figures a month. Russ is active in the group almost daily, helping members get their offer, marketing, and sales position so that they can make high-ticket sales. It's also a community network. Well, that's a pithy summary of your career, Russ. Tell our listeners what you're doing now, what you're engaged in now that has you excited.
Well, we live in an amazing time where there's so many incredible experts and thought leaders out there, people that are phenomenal at what they do. So maybe you're a coach or you're a consultant. Maybe you're an incredible service provider where you're amazing at branding or graphic design or SEO work or even pay-per-click management or whatever. You know, we live in this time where there's a lot of people out there that can get a phenomenal result for the people that they work with. The problem is that they just don't know how to get clients. They don't know how to get those clients in the door. They don't know how to close them into their services at a premium price point. And then they don't know how to serve those clients in a leveraged way so that they can have more freedom and actually enjoy their lives. You know, you want to be making money, but obviously you want to have time and you want to have freedom to enjoy it, right?
Yes.
So that's really where we come in. And we solve all three of those problems. We show our students, we show our clients how to get what we call clients on demand, which is the right clients at the right price anytime you want. We also show you how to do that at a $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 price point, whatever it is you want to charge. And then we actually show you how to serve those clients in a way that's probably a lot more leveraged than what people are doing right now, where they're sitting in their office all day, seeing people one-on-one, or they're talking to clients all day on the phone. They're just chained to the phone all day long. And so really it's about creating income and freedom and also making a fantastic contribution.
Yes.
So that's kind of a lot, but that's what we do.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. How long have you been doing Clients on Demand?
Well, we've been doing Clients on Demand in its current form for about 2 years now. And during that time, we've experienced some incredible results. I'm loving my business. We're doing multiple million dollars per year. But the best part is that we get to see life-changing results for the people that we work with.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because you're right about the service industry. The people in the industry are great professionals, but they don't understand the subtleties of all these pieces you're talking about. It's not in their wheelhouse. So they're just underutilized in every possible way, their talents and their monetary income and everything else. So as you know, as we've talked about, everyone's life is composed of turning points. And these points, some call them passages. And at these important times, we're faced with obstacles and opportunities and choices that determine the course of the next 5 or 6 years of our life. So take us back in your story as far back as you want to go, even into your original family, and talk about the influences that have shaped the life of Russ Ruffino.
Well, my first love from as far back as I can remember was always acting. And I think the reason why I was so drawn to it was because I loved performing. I loved being in front of people. But even more than that, I was really enamored by this idea of having the two things that everybody really seems to want, which is money and freedom. I never really, you know, was like, oh, I want to be really famous or whatever. But I just thought to myself, God, you know, it'd be amazing to be really, really wealthy and free to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. And from my limited perspective as like a 6 or 7 or 8 year old, the only people that I saw living that kind of life were movie stars and rock stars and people like that. Everybody else was working a 9 to 5. Everybody else was working for someone else and they really had no freedom. And so my whole life, I just threw myself into this idea of being a successful actor. I went to a high school for performing arts. I went to UCLA, majored in acting, and then graduated from UCLA, and then started studying with some of the best acting teachers in the city and going on auditions and all that stuff. And so that was, it's kind of like where things started. So you talk about turning points. The first major turning point came when I got out of college and I actually had to start like earning a living. When you get out of college and reality just hits you like freight train. And I was like, okay, well, here I was in Los Angeles going on auditions, going to classes, trying to create this career for myself. But at the same time, you have to earn a living.
Right.
And so right away, I was put into that position that I had always wanted to avoid. where, you know, I was working as a bartender. That's what I was doing. And like, I was working almost every night behind the bar, bartending, and I couldn't go on vacations. I couldn't do anything. When you're a bartender, there's no such thing as paid vacation. You know what I mean? You work for tips. Right. If you're not behind the bar making tips, you ain't making any money.
Let me guess. I bet you got great tips.
Yeah, I got good tips. I got good tips. I mean, I didn't work in a place that was super busy or anything, but it was enough to keep me afloat. But my life was defined by some very serious limitations. Couldn't go anywhere. I wasn't making enough money to do the things I wanted to do. And then as I was going out and auditioning and trying to make a career for myself, you know, you hit brick wall after brick wall after brick wall. It's very difficult. And so gradually, the interesting thing that started to happen was some of my friends and colleagues started to make it pretty big, where if I told you what their names were, you would know who they were probably. They were getting roles on series. They were getting roles on Broadway. They were getting roles in movies. And the funniest thing happened, the more they started to work and the more they started to achieve that dream that I thought that I wanted, the more miserable all of them got. It was like this incredible thing where you fight for something your entire life and then you finally get it and it's really not what you thought it would be. I remember I had a buddy that was on a series that was really, really popular, and I would talk to him and say, "Hey man, what's going on? How's life?" And he's like, "Dude, it's brutal. Like, I'm working 70 hours a week. I'm always on location. I'm always shooting. He's like, I can't go anywhere. I haven't seen my girlfriend in forever. I haven't seen my friends. I haven't gone on vacation. It's just crazy." And so the light started to go on for me, where I started to realize, wait a second. Maybe this thing that I've been pursuing my whole life that I thought was going to create a certain kind of lifestyle and create a certain kind of freedom, once I made it, I was like, these are guys that have made it and they're not even enjoying that.
Wow.
Which was, and that was a huge revelation for me.
Well, let me ask you, Russ, what was it? I mean, okay, so they're young actors, and I can imagine that the schedules are brutal, but to a person, they pretty much felt that way, huh? To a person.
Yeah. Because you're still an employee.
Of course. That's right.
They say jump, and you have to jump.
Right.
They say, hey, you have to move to Georgia, because we're shooting this series in Georgia, and guess what? You got to friggin' move to Georgia.
Right.
And so I had a friend that was on a show that shot out there, and she was living in this little town in Georgia, and she was just like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? It was just, you know?
Right.
And she's doing what she loved, but it was just like everything around it was a nightmare. It wasn't what she wanted. And I saw that over and over and over again with so many people.
Right.
And so that was right around the time when I turned 30. And I turned 30 and I took a good look at my life and I said, wait a minute, I'm still behind the bar. I'm 30 years old. I got to do something. I got to make something happen, because I'm sure as hell not going to be 40 working behind the bar. I was like, I'll jump off a cliff. I'm just not going to be that guy. And some people love bartending. I know guys that they live for bartending. It's their passion. They're super serious about it, and it's all they want to do. And if that's you, then God bless. That's awesome.
Right.
But for me, I knew that I wanted something different. I knew that I wanted something more. But that thing that I'd always wanted, it really didn't seem to be fulfilling anybody that got it. And that was just shocking to me. So I looked at my life and I said, you know what? I got to do something. I got to turn things around. And I started to really kind of get a little bit depressed, because I thought to myself, man, I am never going to be able to have that freedom that I've always craved, because people working 9 to 5 don't have it. Bartenders don't have it. And even the people that I thought had it, you know, your actors and your people on TV, they really don't have it either. And so I really started to get bummed out, because I looked at my life and I just thought, oh my God, I am condemned to this life of trading time for money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trading time for money, really what you're doing is you're trading life for money, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
So one day I was on break from my bar, and I worked at a bar that was right next to a Barnes & Noble. So I would walk over there when I had a break, and I would read, and I walked in there and I looked down and I saw a book called The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. And I don't know if your listeners have read that book. It's a little old now. It's probably about 10 years old, but in that book, he lays out a vision for what a person's life could be, the life of an online business owner. So you don't own a donut store, you don't own a liquor store, you don't own a restaurant where you have to be there, you know, all day, every day, and it just turns into another job. It's how do you build an online business that can create a passive income for you, so that you have money coming in the door, but you're not trading time for money anymore. You've got that passive income rolling in. And he lays it out very, very vividly that if you can achieve that and you can accomplish that, then you have money coming in. You don't have to be any particular place on any particular day. If you want to live in Brazil, you can live in Brazil. You want to go to Moscow, you can go to Moscow. You want to go to Hong Kong, you can go to Hong Kong. You can go anywhere and you can do anything. And so when I read that book, the light went on and I thought to myself, oh my God, this is that thing that I've always been looking I just didn't know how to do it.
Wow.
And, you know, when I was a kid, it didn't exist, frankly. There was no internet. I mean, there was no creating passive income in the 80s. We know it's really, really tough.
Oh, yeah.
But with the advent of the internet, and there was this incredible convergence of technology and opportunity and all these incredible, incredible ideas and opportunities that were springing up that didn't exist before. And I saw that book and I thought to myself, you know what? Come hell or high water, I am going to figure out how to build an online business, and I'm going to create that freedom that I've always wanted.
What year was this, Russ?
This was, let's see, I'm 36 now. So this would have been when I was 31. So you're thinking, so what would that be, like 2011, 2010, 2011 about?
Yeah.
So that was a big aha moment. Now that moment, I didn't understand how to do it. I didn't understand what I would be getting into. And then one day I was working behind the bar, and a buddy of mine had a little brother, and his little brother came into the bar. And this was like in the middle of the recession. I mean, you know, things were still really bad in like 2010, you know. And this kid's sitting there and he's drinking and he's bragging and he's like, what recession, baby? You know, I was doing affiliate marketing or whatever he was doing. And he's like, yeah, I made $1,200 today. Blah, 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 blah. You know, talking about his online income. And I was like, okay, that does it. I was like, look, if this guy, Tim Ferriss, is laying out how to do this, and I look at this kid and pardon my French, I'm like, if this little shit can do this, like, I can figure out how to do this.
Right.
So that was really the genesis of it. And it was a do or die situation. I put a gun to my head by quitting my bartending job. And created an online product. I put it online. Had no idea if it was going to sell or not. Quit my bartending job. And then sales started to come in of that first initial digital product that I created. And I ended up doing $250,000 in the very first year of my online business.
That's really impressive.
It changed my life.
Of course it did.
Walking around in Central Park with my girlfriend at the time, now my wife. And I remember I got that very first email notification. My phone went bing. And I picked it up and I looked at it and I had made my first sale. And it was my first sale of a $197 product. So I think my cut of that was $147. And I was like, I just made money walking around in Central Park. And I made as much money as I probably would have made working an entire shift behind the bar.
Of course. Well, who did you study with? Because there's so many great masters. We've done a deep dive into this internet thing too. But were there particular teachers or gurus that taught you how to do all that stuff?
You know, at that moment, I just bought everything I could get my hands on.
Exactly.
So I couldn't really say that just to get that first thing off the ground. You know, I read anything I could get my hands on. But more than that, what I did is just model successful businesses. Like I found products that were selling well. And I looked at their sales funnel and I said, what are these guys doing? How are they selling this? How are they positioning it? And then how can I do it better?
Right.
And how can I do it so that if they're selling something for, I don't know, $40 or something, I can sell something for $200 and I can support more of a premium price.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was kind of the genesis of my very, very first online business. And then since that was so successful, other people started coming to me and saying, Russ, how are you doing this? And that's when I shifted over into switching into teaching people how to market themselves online. And that was a big shift, was switching over into just teaching people how to market themselves online. And then after that, the next big shift was the shift into teaching what I'm teaching now, which is not just how do you create online income, but how do you create a massive impact in the world? How do you close people at a premium price into your offer? And then how do you deliver that offer in a really leveraged way that creates the lifestyle that you want?
Wow, that's amazing. $250,000 your first year. So, okay, what does the format look like in terms of the teaching model? You just have groups, you have mastermind groups?
Yes. You're talking about our process for acquiring clients or our process for delivering?
Both.
Both. Okay. So our process at Clients on Demand, it's a proprietary process. I'll give you the basic overview. It's very, very simple. First of all, I don't believe in big launches. I don't believe in having a $100 product and selling 5,000 copies of it. Because look, I mean, you've done it. I've done it. If you're anything like me, you've got a ton of products right now that you've bought, that you've invested in, that are either collecting dust in your closet or collecting cyber dust on your hard drive because you bought it and you never even looked at it, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's like I started out doing those launches and I thought to myself, this is ridiculous because I'll do this big launch and I'll sell a couple thousand copies of whatever it is and it's great and I'll make a bunch of money, but I know damn well none of those people are doing anything with it. They'll buy it, they'll look at it, they'll read it, they'll say, oh, Russ, this is amazing, this is the best thing I've ever read, but then they don't do anything.
Right.
And that really started to bother me because I couldn't see myself making a difference. And that was the thing. It wasn't just about the money and the freedom. I really wanted to get some amazing results for people. And so I looked at what I was doing and I thought to myself, okay, what would happen if I flipped this on its head? What would happen if instead of trying to sell 5,000 copies of whatever it is, what if I just worked with like, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 people a month? And instead of charging, you know, $100 or $200 or whatever, what if I charged like a premium price, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, something in that price range? What would happen if I did that? And what I realized is that if I did that, well, I could work with way fewer people, so I could make sure that they got a lot of attention, right? I could make sure that I could get them some phenomenal results because I could focus on them. And if they were showing up and investing at a $5,000 price point, that pretty much eliminates the people that aren't going to take action. Because if, sure. Look, if I spend $50 on something, I'll probably forget about it 10 minutes later. But if I spend $5,000 on something, I'm going to show up committed. I'm going to show up ready to work. And so that's what I did. And when I did that successfully, and this was the real big shift, my income went from about $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month to $200,000 a month. And it stayed up there ever since and continued to grow from there.
Wow.
So the way that we made that happen, right? You talk about what's the process. How do we do it? Well, here's how we do it. I'll talk about the delivery first. How do we deliver our service? Well, first of all, like I said, we don't focus on information. We focus on transformation. So everything in my service delivery is structured to give the maximum impact to my clients, but also to create maximum freedom for me. Because again, if I'm trading time for money, eventually I'm not going to be getting what I want. I'm going to sabotage the whole thing and it's just not going to give me what I want, right? The whole purpose of your business is so you can give a great service to people, but also get what you want, right?
Right.
So I thought to myself, okay, well, how can I deliver a really kick-ass program that's going to really get people great results and still give me the freedom that I want? So here's how we do it. You pick one problem that you want to specialize in. Right. So maybe it's showing people how to create a kick-ass podcast, or maybe it's showing people how to make a lot of money with pay-per-click advertising, or maybe it's showing people how to have better relationships. Someone's married and their marriage is falling apart and you're going to help them turn it around. Right.
Yes.
So you pick one problem that you want to specialize in. You take that big problem and you chop it up into about 8 milestones, 8 big, big steps that people have to take to solve that problem. And then you put together like an 8-week course, and each week you give them one of those milestones. So every week that goes by, you take them a little bit further down the journey and a little bit further down the journey and a little further down the journey. So you're not dumping a bunch of information at them all at once. You're giving them a little bit of time and you're having them take action. And then what we also do is we add in every week a group Q&A call. So I don't talk to clients individually, but what I do is I get on the phone with everybody all at once. And anybody can ask me as many questions as they want, and I don't leave until every question's been answered. And so the great thing about that is people are learning, and they're learning in a step-by-step manner that they can actually follow along. They can actually do something. And I'm there to answer their questions. I'm there to like critique anything they want me to critique. If they're doing a webinar, for example, I'll look at the whole webinar. I'll tell them how to make it better, all that stuff. And because it's a group program, you also have this incredible element of community and accountability where people are pairing up with each other and holding each other accountable and making sure that they're making progress and supporting each other. So it's a really incredible thing.
Wow.
And I know there's a lot of people that doubt that a group program can do well, but let me tell you, I've done one-on-one coaching before. And my one-on-one clients did well. But when we rolled out this new program, it was like a whole new world. I mean, you know, we get right now the record for most business brought in during the 8-week program that I teach now is $400,000. We had a guy come in and by week, he rolled out a brand new program. He priced it at, I think, $8,000. And by week 5, he had sold 50 of them. You know what I mean? So it was just amazing stuff like that was starting to happen. So the group program is very powerful. So that's how we structure it. Now, the great thing is like if I was working with people one-on-one, I'd be on the phone 40 hours a week, right?
Right, right.
But because it's a leverage program, I'm on the phone with my clients like, I don't know, 2-3 hours a week at the most, and that's it.
This is amazing. What happens after the weeks? Do you have support groups or do you continue staying in touch?
Yeah, so we have an ongoing continuity program that if people want to continue working with us and keep that momentum going that they build with us, because people build tremendous momentum in the course of the 8 weeks. I mean, they go from not being clear about their offer, undercharging, not knowing how to get clients to like, boom, now they're commanding a premium price point. They have new clients coming in the door. I mean, amazing stuff. And so a lot of people want to keep that momentum going. And so at the end of the 8 weeks, if they want to continue with us, we have an ongoing program for that too.
Okay, beautifully said. Bravo. It's a brilliant idea. It's also ahead of its time. I think I see more people moving into this, but I think you got into it quite a bit early. So congratulations on that vision. That's really amazing. Let me ask you a question about the marketplace at large. And you've read the data that we sent. That most people are not in their sweet spot. They're still out there wondering if they should be a bartender or an actor and not wanting to sell. They're still trading time for money. Why do people get stuck? You got stuck, but why do you think most people get stuck, the majority of people, and what can they do to break free of that stuckness?
Well, I think fear plays a big part of it. putting yourself out there is very scary. Like, okay, so if you want to look at how much money you're making, let's just say, for example, that you want to make more money, right? There's only two options. You can either work more hours, you know, or get a raise or something, or you can find something to sell, right? You can find a product, a workshop, a course, something that is yours that you're going to sell. And now you're selling that thing instead of selling your time, okay? Mm-hmm. So first of all, you have to find a problem that people have, a big problem that they have, and you have to figure out what the solution is. You need a product, you need a course, it could be information, it could be a service, it could be whatever it is, but it's got to solve a problem. So that's the first thing.
Right.
And I think a lot of people in the marketplace, they don't think that way. They think, oh, I want to teach this, or I want to focus on this, or I want to open up a donut store or something, you know, whatever it is. They think, oh, I want to do this because this is what I love and this is what I'm into. But they don't stop and think for a moment, does this solve a problem? Does this meet a need? And you see it all the time. People create these passion projects that are really for them. It's not to serve the marketplace. It's not to serve a need. It's for you. And you know what? And it just doesn't work because people don't give you money so that you can have a great business. They give you money so that you can solve a problem that they have.
Right.
So I think the first thing is it's got to start with a problem. So most people don't even get that far. But let's say you do get that far. You do find a problem. You do find a problem you can solve and you do create a solution. Great. Now guess what the next part is? The next part is to offer that solution to the people who need it. And that's where things get really, really scary. And so in the marketplace, I think the big tragedy right now is you have a lot of people teaching strategies that are kind of doing everything but making an actual offer. So you'll have people that are saying, hey, you know what? Build an audience, build a blog, write 10 blog posts a week and make 20 YouTube videos a week and build this audience. And they have you spend years and hundreds of hours of your time doing a ton of work just trying to build an audience. And it's really a strategy based on luck because you cross your fingers and you just hope those people show up. I call it cross your fingers marketing. And then you cross your fingers again and hope that somehow, some way that audience is going to turn into money.
Right.
Well, look. The audience is not going to turn into money unless you make them an offer. And that's where people get scared. And it's right. Like, I see me and maybe a handful of other guys and women, handful of other marketers teaching people how to actually make offers, how to actually make sales. And I look at it like, if you want to meet the love of your life, you want to meet the man or the woman of your dreams, what they're teaching you is to like walk into the bar and just kind of prance around and try to make yourself look cool. They never teach you how to actually go up to her and strike up a conversation and see where things are going to go, because that's where you take the risk of getting rejected. And this is what I see all the time. I see people, they write all these blog posts and stuff. And it's like, people love to read blogs. I love to read blogs. You know, they record videos. I love to watch videos, but they're terrified to do the one thing that's actually going to put money in their pocket, which is put themselves on the line and make an offer.
Wow.
So those are the big reasons why I think people struggle. I think number one, it's because their business isn't built around solving a problem. And number two, I think even if they get around to coming up with a solution that's really cool, people get really afraid to actually make offer.
Yeah.
Put themselves on the line where someone could say, hey, no.
You're all over.
Or even worse, buy your offer and then be unhappy with it.
Yes. So Russ, tell our listeners what aspects of your life have been most affected by you figuring this out, by figuring out how to use your talents in a prodigious way. What are the benefits to you?
Well, the first benefit is that you acquire the ability to do things that other people think are magical. And I say that with all humility.
I hear that.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm awesome or whatever because I figured this out. But look, I can tell you that once you dial this in, your income goals, whatever they are just a question of mathematics. It becomes really simple. Like, let's say, Don, you're telling me, listen, Russ, I want to get to $100,000 a month, right? And again, that's just pulling a number out of, I have no idea where you guys are at right now, but I'm just picking a number out of thin air, okay?
Sure.
So let's say you're like, Russ, I want to get to $100,000 a month in income. Okay, great. Well, what's your offer? What is it worth? And let's just say you want to create an offer that's worth $5,000. Great. We help you do that. Now what? Now you have a $5,000 offer. So how many people do you need every month? You need 20. How hard is that?
Right.
And you start to look at your income goals and you're like, shit, I could get 20 people. That's like a person every other day. I could do that. And then you start to realize that it literally now math is on your side. So let's say that you need 20 people. And let's say that, I don't know, 1 in 3 people that you offer your stuff to says yes. So now it's like you got to put your offer in front of 60 people a month. That's not that hard. I can do that.
Right.
And so you take these big income goals. I mean, $100,000 a month is a lot of money. Your average doctor in the United States, I think, earns like $130,000, $140,000 a year.
Right.
And they have to go to medical school for years and years to achieve that. We're talking about creating $100,000 a month income, but it's not hard to do once you understand the power of marketing and the power of what happens when you get math on your side like that.
Right.
So once you can do that, then you start setting goals that are just insane. Like a couple of years ago, I just was like, I want to get a really kick-ass car. I had been driving the same beat-up 1997 Chevy Camaro for the last like 10 years. And I said, it's time for me to get a new car. But you know what? I'm not going to get a new car until I can get something incredible. And I walked into a dealership about a year and a half ago, and picked up a Bentley. But my point is, you can do that. You know what I mean? You can do that once you have the math on your side. It's not about being smarter or more talented or more charismatic. It's not about any of those things. It's about, are you meeting a need that people have? Are you meeting that need, you know, at a nice premium price? And are you getting the number of people that you need every month to hit your income goal? And if you are, the sky's the limit. You can literally go anywhere and do anything.
So what do you see for yourself in the next few years? What's your personal vision going forward?
Well, the goal right now is to scale the business that we have now to the $1 million a month mark. That is the goal. And I'm very, very confident that we'll get there for sure within the next 12 months, if not sooner. And then beyond that, the goal is to begin partnering up with different businesses, because right now we're teaching people our system for acquiring clients. We're teaching people our system for delivering their value in a leveraged way and commanding those $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $25,000 price points, whatever it is. So right now we're teaching people how to do this, and we're doing it alongside them. But what I'd like to do is move into a service where we do the entire thing for you. So you say, Russ, I've got this incredible offer. And I go, okay, great, Don, here's what we're going to do. We will handle all the marketing, all the advertising, all the sales, everything. And we'll just bring you clients every single day. And then what we'll do is partner up. We'll take care of the marketing. You can do what you do best, which is take care of your clients and serve them. And then we split the profits together.
Nice.
And so that's kind of the strategic vision for the company, where once you do that, the numbers get really, really stupid really fast. We did the math the other day on just what it would be like if you have 10 clients like that and you've scaled their business up to $200,000 a month. It's like, what does that look like? I mean, then right there, you're looking at $1 million a month income stream with just 10 people. But it's the same principle. It's just the math. What is a client worth? How many clients do I need to hit my income goal? Those numbers sound crazy, but when you break it down, it's really not that crazy, because we're in the business of selling. You know what I mean? Because we're in the business of making offers. If I was building an audience, or, you know, trying to get to 1 million Twitter followers or something like that, it's like, those are great goals, but that's not revenue producing.
I've studied this internet thing. I've got a classical marketing background, but my partner and I have studied this internet thing for 5 years, and everything you say, every word of what you say rings true. It's really, really smart strategic thinking in every way, using all the tools on the internet. Okay, one last question, my friend. What are you proudest of?
My son.
Well,
I just had a son. I don't think we've talked about this before we started the interview. Yeah, I have a new baby boy. He is a month old today. This is his 1 month birthday. So he's gorgeous, and we're raising him in Newport Beach, you know, Newport Coast, which is one of the greatest areas in Southern California, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world. And I am very blessed to be able to have him in my life and have my wonderful wife and raise a child in this incredible place. And so all of this is because of the sort of principles that we've been talking about. And,
yes,
you know, and obviously a lot of blessing and probably a lot of luck too, frankly.
Well, it's all good. Russ Ruffino, what a pleasure being with you today. And thank you so much for sharing the highlights of your life journey. And I know listeners have learned lessons that will certainly help them on theirs. So how do those listeners get in touch with you?
Oh, great. Let me give you guys two places to go. So I know you asked me about our process for acquiring clients, but I don't think we really got a chance to get into it. But if you want to see it in action and you want to take a look at exactly how we bring new clients into our business, then I want you to check out one of our webinars, because we use a lot of webinar marketing.
Okay.
So if you want to see that in action, go to clientsondemand.com/webinar.
Okay.
clientsondemand.com/webinar. And then we also have a free Facebook group, and there's like 4,200 people in there right now, I think. Amazing entrepreneurs, people who are doing seven figures, and it's this incredible community where everyone's just kind of helping each other out and kicking ideas around. It's a really cool thing, and I'd love to see your listeners in there. And if they want to check that out, they can go to clientsondemand.com/Facebook.
Perfect.
So if you want to check out the webinar, clientsondemand.com/webinar. You want to check out the Facebook group and come hang out with us, clientsondemand.com/Facebook. And both of those are 100% free.
Okay, perfect. That's wonderful. Listeners know that you can go to our website, Discover Talent Podcast, put in Russ Ruffino's name, and go to our show notes page, and there you'll find the highlights of this interview as well as these links. So thank you for that. Listeners, thank you as always for joining us on our podcast today. If you go to our homepage, we have a infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed, 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. Russ has talked about some of those strategies today in his illuminating career, and I hope you'll enjoy it. It's free, and we hope it'll kickstart your career on many levels. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. We'd love for you to do that and be a part of our tribe and tell us how we can serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We can't ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive. We thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.